Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, where we seek to ignite God's people with a passion and to equip them in telling future generations about God and His Word. And speaking of equipping others and reaching children, the future generations, that's what our CEF Summer Ministry is all about, and it's just around the corner. So today we have a special guest here. I do. It's Jill Hostetler, and she's my assistant state director, and she's been my friend and coworker for so many years. So, Jill, thanks for being with us here today.
Thanks for having me.
So I was hoping you can kind of give us a picture, our listening audience, just an understanding of what the summer ministry is all about, because it's kind of like we turn from our school year ministry and we transition over into our summer ministry. But before we get into that and just a picture of what the summer ministry looks like, I was wondering if, you know, maybe you can just kind of wind back a little bit, because you always tell me that you love summer ministry. It's like, I think I've heard you say it's your favorite part of the year. So tell us why that is, and maybe a little bit has to do with your testimony, how you even got involved with CEF.
Well, it was 22 years ago that I came to my first summer missionary training school. And really, I just came thinking, you know, I'm fulfilling my obligation for my summer job, and I thought that was all it was. But I quickly, during those 2 weeks, the training school was 2 weeks at that time, I recognized that this wasn't just going to be a summer job, and that this was a calling that God had on my life, and He was asking me to submit my will to His and step into this opportunity that He had given me. And I did. I said yes to the Lord, and I'm so thankful that I have. It's just been a joy. And so every time, every, you know, summer, as this time rolls around, I'm always reminded of God's goodness to me and His faithfulness through the years. And it's just a joy.
That's wonderful. And I never get tired of hearing those stories. And I don't think we ever should. You know, there's a verse in the Bible, I think it's in Psalms, that says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." And even though that's not your salvation testimony, but it was a huge turning point in your life that launched you not only to ministry, but then just opened the door and boom, 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 then married children, and now your children involved in ministry. So it just is just amazing what God has done. And we just thank Him and praise Him for that. But our summer ministry, it's really, when you think about it, is twofold, because we are blessed here in CEF of Illinois that we have a camp, and that camp's name is Camp Good News, that we've had for, I lose track, but I would say almost close to 70 years, like 68, 69 years that we've had that camp ministry that we're blessed with. And so we're focusing on doing overnight camp with the children that come out there and just having a wonderful time with them and pointing them to Jesus. But at the same time our overnight camp ministry is going on, we also do the Friday clubs, or what I call the backyard Bible clubs, the backyard Friday clubs that we do in different locations. But before we do any of that, we have to kind of back up the bus, so to speak, and we have a launching point for our students and our staff, whether they are at camp or they're in those 5 day clubs, and that is our summer missionary training school. So what is that about? I mean, who comes to that, and what's the point of that? What's the purpose, and why is that so crucial in launching our summer ministry?
Well, our summer missionary training school is when all of the CEF of Illinois staff and summer missionaries come together for 8 days. And there's a spiritual component there where we really focus on our walk with the Lord and growing in our knowledge of Him and our ability to understand and know the truths of God, and especially the gospel. And also there's an educational component too. You know, the camp staff is going to have to learn all that, what goes into being a camp staff and how do we do camp. And then the 5 day club summer missionaries, they are focusing on the material that they're going to be teaching. And but really, we just love to come together, because there's a relational component there too when we come together and we learn from one another and we just are united in Christ. And it's a wonderful 8 days.
Mm-hmm. And I love that. So it's spiritual, it's educational, and it's social, relational. Anything coming out of COVID has taught us is so important to come together. And for people that may not know, is, you know, COVID kind of crushed us, and we've been doing a combined training school with our camp and our 5-day club, so our missionaries, for years, for decades. We've always had a combined training school since probably 2003. But then when 2020 hit, we actually had to shut down our camp. And we weren't even allowed, we couldn't even, you know, health-wise and so forth like that, from the state, the powers that be. I mean, we had to shut down our camp for that summer, 2020. But we did have 5-day clubs back in 2020, but we did it on a kind of a limited scale when we could, you know, have a window that we can run through in July. I remember, I think we had like 700 children that we reached that year through the 5-day clubs, and we had a really good response from the community. And all that to say, then going forward in 2021 and 2022, there were different little challenges that we had. And so we couldn't have that combined training school because of numbers and the full release, you know, is still the after effects of COVID and so forth. And so all that to say, we are super excited that we can be back together again. And it looks like, I think we counted the numbers today as a state office, because we're making all the training manuals for the camp and the 5-day club students. It looks like we're going to have about 50 summer missionaries. Isn't that wonderful? That's, I just wanted to get up and cheer, and I want to clap. Yay. And so that's, we have 50 students, high school through college age. They're going to be coming together for that week-long camp, plus our staff coming from around the state. And we're just really looking forward to seeing what God is going to do, because that is the launching point for our summer ministry outreach that we have here in Illinois. But you are bringing, and you are overseeing the state office summer missionaries that work here in central Illinois, and also that do the Pioneer ministry as well. So what's your team look like this summer?
Well, we are just finishing up some recruiting, so we're not completely certain on the numbers, but it looks like we're going to have 9 to 10 summer missionaries. Four of those are returning from previous years, so they're really going to, you know, be our strongest summer missionaries. I'm sure, you know, they do a great job of leading the clubs. Also, we're going to have 4 to 5 first year. We think that's, it's not totally solidified, but that's what we think of. This is going to be their first year. And then we have one junior summer missionary. And so that is, even we have an opportunity, we've opened up for 12 and 13 year olds, because to be a summer missionary, it's usually high school, college age students. Mm-hmm. But we have started a JSM program, and that has been really wonderful to just see them start in the JSM and then move on to first year returnee. And so actually our 4 returnees started as JSMers. So,
well, that's cool.
Yeah, it is. So we're excited to, you know, see that, to have a JSMer as well. So it's a big team. We're really excited about it.
Okay. So for people that may not know what a summer missionary is, and then we throw the term JSM, you know, junior summer missionary, what would a junior summer missionary actually do? They'd still go to training school, but they have their own little track. But then what is it when everything is popped out of the box, you know, and they're fully trained, then what's that look like for a JSM?
So a JSM is going to focus on skits. That we have skits that we do at the beginning of the club, and they're going to learn those. They also focus on teaching the missionary story, and they also learn how to tie in their testimony within that missionary story, and just share with the children how they came to know Christ as their Savior. I think that's just a really powerful thing that they can do. And we've just seen them really flourish and enjoy. And of course, they learn, you know, the wordless book. They learn how to share the gospel, mm-hmm. and all of those main components as well.
Absolutely, because this is Child Evangelism Fellowship. Mm-hmm. So, and that is really what a 5-day club is. And that's what a 5-day club, that's a picture of a 5-day club. These 5-day clubs can be held in homes and backyards and churches and community centers and trailer parks or even parks. I mean, wherever you can gather children, you can host a 5-day club, which brings me to our other need, because if you have these 9, 10, 12 summer missionaries just for the state office, that means what? That means you need some locations, right?
That's right. We are going to have 2 teams. We anticipate each week, we have 1 week is observation clubs. And so that one, they just teach 1 club a day. For that week. But then after that, we have 6 weeks of 5-day clubs. And with two teams, that means each team will teach 3 5-day clubs a day. And they just go to the same locations all week and teach those kids for 5 consecutive days. And so we have a lot of openings. We still have, I think totally we had about 37 clubs, slots that we need to fill, and we mm-hmm. filled just a handful. So we have so many opportunities to have 5-day clubs this summer. And we're doing something a little bit different this year, is that the week of 4th of July, because that can be difficult when it falls on, you know, a Tuesday. And so what we're doing is we're doing offering for that week a 3-day club. So maybe people are really busy, or they're thinking, wow, 5-day club is just, it's too long. I can't do that long of a commitment. That's a great week mm-hmm. because it's just a 3-day club. And the kids will still have a lot of fun and enjoy it.
But a typical 5-day club is just for 1.5 hours a day, like 90 minutes from stop to start, and it's just for 5 days. And it's mm-hmm. just like it's like a VBS in your backyard, and you don't have to do anything. You just invite the kids. We even give you the flyers. We even give you a yard sign, right, and mm-hmm. whatever else you need. And then you just invite the kids. It's just kind of word of mouth invitation, and maybe provide like, you know, cookies and Kool-Aid, you know.
Oh, absolutely. To be a host, it's not a lot of work. We give you a yard sign to help advertise, and also, you know, those flyers. And it's a great way to get the gospel out into your neighborhood. You know, if you have children, they can witness. It can be mm-hmm. a great witnessing tool for them to say, I believe in Jesus. You know, our theme this summer is Jesus, my Savior and friend. So they can say, you know, hey, I believe in Jesus as my Savior. Come and learn about Jesus too, and how you can place your faith in him for salvation. So it is a great opportunity for the saved child, you know, to be discipled, but then the unsaved as well to hear the gospel.
Amen. Well, we love the 5-day club ministry, and we hope you do too. And how do people, if they're interested in scheduling a 5-day club, what do they do, Jill?
They just hop onto our website, cefofillinois.com, or they can call our office at 309-688-9699, and they can get more information about it.
Okay. And that website, there is a link there that takes you right to the page of 5-day clubs, like a jot form, and you can even see the openings. So again, that's cefofillinois.com. Well, we appreciate you being with us here, Jill. Give us just one quick prayer request that you would have for the summer for people to pray for you.
Yeah, I would say just those 5-day club locations. We want to keep these missionaries busy. And so we're just asking God to provide for each and every location. And if I can add on one more, just the funds needed for the missionaries.
Yes.
Because each of them are raising support and sending out letters. They are missionaries. So mm-hmm. pray for their support as well.
Well said. And for their listening audience, I do want to thank you for your time and listening to our program today. But also, I just do want to just say that, you know, without God's people, this ministry, even this summer ministry, would not be possible. So we appreciate your prayers. We appreciate your support and also your involvement. So pray, give, and go. And thanks again for listening. And until next week, God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations. Tell me.